Hello, everybody. So I'm Nicolas Croquefer. I'm here to talk about Celery, which is a task engine to orchestrate, to combine some tasks. We will talk also about Director, a tool we made in OVH to easily create this workflow. Okay? Why we need to work with Celery? We will see that together. To be on the same base, we will see what is Celery, and I will make a quick demonstration, a very basic demonstration. And then we will see that in our team, we had some custom needs. We need to execute some background tasks, but some future provided by Vanilla Celery was not enough for us. So we created a tool, Director, which is now open source this week. So you can try it right now. What is Celery? This is the official description in the Celery documentation telling Celery is an asynchronous task queue based on distributed message passage. Celery supports real-time processing but also periodic scheduling. What does it mean? In fact, the important words here are task queue. What is a task queue? In fact, it's really simple. It's just a mechanism used to execute some tasks in other matchings or threads. How to do that? When we are talking about task queue, we are in fact talking about producers and consumers. On the middle of the screen, you have the queue. In Celery, a queue is named a broker, and the most common ones are RabbitMQ or Redis. The idea is to pass message from the left of the screen, so from the producers, to the consumers. The idea is producer does not want to execute themselves the task. They want to make executed by another systems, another consumers. Okay? So just in summary, what is Celery? It's just a mechanism, a Python library, used to execute task. A task is, in fact, it's just Python code somewhere else. And why to do that? Just some use cases. For example, to not block the user. If you are working in a web service and your user makes a request on it, you don't want to block it. You want to execute a long-running task somewhere else and return a quick response right now. Your producer cannot have enough resources to execute the task because it's a complicated task to do, involving some CPU bound, and you don't have, as a producer, the resources to do it, but your workers can do it. You have big machines to do. We can also talk about network accesses. There is a lot of use cases when you want to use some Celery task. And here, I will show you how to create tasks and workflows using Celery. Just for that, this is what we will use in this demonstration. Just remember, there is two parts, the producers and the consumers. To produce message, we are using the .delay method. There is some other methods to send the message in the queue, but here we will go to use the delay method. And on the other side, we have the Celery command providing some subcommands, and one of these subcommands is the worker command. So we will produce message with this, and we will, and we will consume message with that. First part of the demo will be just create simple tasks, and now we will see how to combine this task.